The town of Hideout was established in 2008, and according to its website, it has 820 residents. Hideout consists of 2,500 acres and lies between Park City and Camas on Highway 248, right next to Tuahay. The base density of Hideout currently ranges between 1 and 1.5 equivalent residential units per acre. But the town is looking at increasing that density, and on Friday, the Planning Commission will hold a public hearing about raising that density by 25%. The town has been approached by a couple of property owners who want to develop their land. One of those is Western State Ventures. Josh Romney is one of the partners. Bruce Baird is their representative. He says they want to build Deer Waters Resort at the far north end of Hideout.
Develop a high-quality project with about 112 units, either twins or possibly triplexes. We're still working on those details, but a very high-quality, high-end development for the town of Hideout.
Baird also represents Nate Brockbank, another Western State Ventures partner. Brockbank told the Hideout Planning Commission in a meeting last September that his property is 46 acres, and if the city approves his development, it could bring the town of Hideout more than $232,000 in property taxes. Deer Waters Resort is also a good deal for Hideout, according to Baird, because his client is willing to connect Longview Drive, which right now ends in Hideout, to Highway 248. The landowner is also willing to buy 11 acres currently owned by the Jordanelle Special Services District and donate it to the town.
It helps complete Longview Drive, which the city desperately needs as a second access, because right now the town of Hideout has only one access. And also, we'd be dedicating 11 acres to the town. I can't remember exactly what's planned to be there, but the town would own 11 acres at the second access and have Longview Drive and have a quality development. And a quality development is always a good thing to a town.
But some of the property for Deer Waters Resort is in Hideout, and some of it is in Wasatch County. That's why they're asking the town of Hideout to annex the land that's in the county and also allow increased density.
Obviously, in order to develop a project in the town and provide things for the benefit of the town, like completing all of Longview and donating 11 acres, you need a certain amount of units to just cover the freight. And if the town doesn't grant those units, there's options to consider developing in the county.
Baird says his client has not approached Wasatch County.
We'd rather develop in the town of Hideout. It's a more appropriate place to be for the project. But that means the town's got to be fair. And right now, the town is being very reasonable, as a matter of fact. We had preliminary approval from the town council for the annexation and development agreement about a month ago, where three members of the town council in a straw vote indicated that they were in favor of the project that's being proposed.
Baird says Friday's public hearing is a rezoning for the base density for the entire town, and it's a town-sponsored change to the text of the town zoning code.
It's not driven by this project per se, and the town is doing it because it believes that the new so-called base density is appropriate and that the land would support it and that it's compatible with the surrounding zoning of the property in the county.
The Hideout Planning Commission meeting begins Friday at 4:30 in the afternoon at the town office, which is 10860 North Hideout Trail. The City Council will also hold a public hearing on the issue on Thursday, May 11th at 6 p.m. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.